Dr. Jason Jarzembowski admits Milwaukee faces a problem with co-sleeping deaths. During the past 3 years, 45 babies here have died sleeping next to adults. Despite the rising numbers, Jarzembowski opposes legislation to criminalize certain cases. He's chair of the Safe Sleep Initiative at Children's Hospital. Jarzembowski says a law could produce unintended consequences.
Criminalizing intoxicated co-sleeping will not serve as a deterrent to the behavior, which is the goal, but rather encourage delay in reporting and less honest disclosure of the circumstances surrounding the infant death.
Jarzembowski says, besides, only 20% of co-sleeping deaths involve drugs or alcohol. He says a better deterrent would be to spend money educating more people about the dangers of co-sleeping.
Criminalizing co-sleeping under certain conditions, such as when drinking or using drugs, sends a loud message that co-sleeping is safe when you're sober. It is not.
This is not a ban on co-sleeping.
Republican Senator Alberta Darling insists co-sleeping is not the problem.
This is a bill very similar to the shaken baby syndrome law that we all supported, and it focuses in on the child.
Darling and fellow Republican Senator Leah Vukmir say their objective is to end preventable deaths.
I look at this as an opportunity to focus in on the most egregious of cases. The victim in this case is the child, not the parent.
Vukmir says the fact that drugs and alcohol are involved in only a small percentage of co-sleeping deaths should not excuse those who do it. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.